If you're eating something right now, you might want to take a little break. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. We're going to take a moment to talk about fecal bacteria. Researchers at Michigan State University have done some detective work on septic tanks in Michigan, and they found these tanks are leaking bacteria. Joan Rose is a professor in the Department of Fisheries and Wildlife at MSU. Hello.
Hello.
You took samples from 64 rivers in Michigan. How big of a problem are these leaking septic systems?
Yeah, I think what's unique about this study is the scale. I mean, we looked at these 64 river systems, but they represent watersheds. So we looked at the majority of these large watersheds in the lower peninsula of Michigan. And the second unique thing about this study is that we used a source tracking marker. It's a particular bacterium that is linked to human sewage. So I guess what surprised us was at this very large scale, at the watershed scale, we started seeing hot spots where this human marker was found in higher concentrations, indicating more human waste. And the question was, where was this human waste coming from? And we have some choices, of course. But when we looked on the landscape and we started looking at the associations, what we found was it was the concentration of septic tanks in these watersheds. So as the numbers of septic tanks rose, so did the numbers of this human marker in our waterways.
How does your tracking method work?
We use a DNA, sort of like they do in the CSI, you know, in the television show CSI. We actually take a water sample, we take the bacteria, and we extract the DNA out of it. And certain bacteria are specific to certain types of hosts. So now we have a toolbox. We have markers that represent cow waste. We have markers that represent pig waste, chicken waste, and, of course, human waste. And we are very concerned with human wastewater because we know that it carries pathogens that can make people sick.
How would you rank the importance of the problem of septic tanks as you compare to something like sewage overflows during a big storm event?
You know, the overflows, when they happen, are a single event. And it's a big volume, but it's just at that one time. Now, we could argue with climate change, we're going to start seeing a lot more of these. And, of course, we're mandated now in the United States to fix combined sewer overflows or to fix sewage spills. That's not really allowed. So we already know if that happens, we have to fix it. The thing about septic tanks is that Michigan's about average with the United States. About 30% of the households have septic tanks. And, you know, some areas, small communities have more septic tanks than what we see in larger communities. And so we didn't know that this problem really existed at this large scale. And when we talk about the watershed, you know, what that means is that more than one community has to be involved in the discussion about fixing the problem. Maybe more than one county, maybe more than one state, maybe more than one country. If we have watersheds that span boundaries, political boundaries, that means we have to work together to fix the watershed.
Joan Rose is a professor in the Department of Fisheries and Wildlife at Michigan State University. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.